All set. We'll call a Plan Commission meeting order. Ask the clerk to read the roll.
Mike Polkoff, excused. Michael Serpy?
Here.
Wayne Castle?
Here.
Deb Scarter's excused. Jim Bandura?
Here.
Judy Giuliana?
Here.
Bill Stobig's excused. John Skalbeck?
Here.
Brock Williamson?
Here.
Quorum present. Item 3, consider approval of the April 29th and May 13th Plan Commission minutes. What's your pleasure?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the April 29th and May 13th minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Correspondence, Jean?
I have none this evening.
Citizens' comments. We have 6 items that are public hearings tonight. We'll be hearing 4 of them. So if there's a comment you wish to make on a public hearing that's scheduled, you can hold that comment until that item is called. If there's anything else you'd like to address this commission on, now would be your time to do it. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close citizens' comments. New business. Jean, public hearing and consideration of a conditional use permit.
The first item on the agenda is item A, public hearing and consideration of a conditional use permit, and this is at the request of Mark Good, agent on behalf of Riverview LLC, owners of the property located at the northeast corner of 120th Avenue and 122nd Street. And this is for the proposed wholesale distribution of merchandise stored within the proposed 590,525 square foot building for the project to be known as Fresenius Kabi, a global healthcare company specializing in life-saving medicines and technologies for infusion, transfusion, and clinical nutrition applications. We've received a request from the applicant this evening that this item be tabled until the June 24th Plan Commission meeting. And the Plan Commission, we recommend that the Plan Commission accept this request.
Is there a motion for that?
So move.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to table the item A till the 24th of June. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Item B and C will be taken together, separate action on both. They're both public hearings, and that's item B is a public hearing and consideration of Plan Commission Resolution 1907, and item C is public hearing and consideration of a zoning map amendment. Jean?
Mr. Chairman, the first item is consideration of Plan Commission Resolution 1907 for amendments to the village's comprehensive plan. And this is at the request of Kevin Risch, P.E. of Clark Dietz, on behalf of Prairie Holdings, LLC, property owner of the vacant property generally located at the southwest corner of Wilmot Road and 88th Avenue, to correctly identify the field delineated wetlands, accepting the wetlands that have been determined by the Wisconsin DNR to be exempt, and placing them into the park, recreational, and other open space lands with a field-verified wetland land use designation. And this is for on our village 2035 land use plan map 9.9, and then also to update appendix 10-3 of the Pleasant Prairie 2035 comprehensive plan to reflect the noted changes on the land use plan map. The second item related to this is the consideration of the zoning map amendment, also at the request of Kevin Risch, PE of Clark Dietz. And this is for the exact same property, and this is to rezone the field delineated wetlands, accepting the wetlands that have been determined by the Wisconsin DNR to be exempt, and placing the wetlands that would remain into the C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District. As mentioned, these items are related and will be discussed at the same time. However, separate actions are required. On February 4, 2019, the board conditionally approved a master conceptual plan for the development of 3 limited-use industrial-related buildings and associated site improvements on the vacant 17.6 acres of land located east of 9201 Wilmot Road, as shown on the slide. On March 18, 2019, the board conditionally approved certified survey map, easement vacation documents, and an addendum to the Memorandum of Understanding, including site and operational plans, to create 3 properties, to grade the properties, and to install private improvements to service the new lots. The CSM 2893 has since been recorded and work has commenced. Conditions of the approvals required that upon obtaining the Wisconsin DNR and Corps of Engineers approvals, the wetlands on lots 1 and 3 of CSM 2893 would be placed in the village's wetland classifications, and the land use plan map and the zoning map would be updated. The DNR has determined that wetland areas A, B, C, and I on Lot 3 to be artificial. Wetlands to be pursuant to the attached August 2nd, 2018 letter. And furthermore, the Army Corps of Engineers would not be taking any jurisdiction pursuant to the attached letter dated March 4th, 2019 on the same wetlands. Therefore, wetlands H and J will remain as shown on the CSM 2893, and these wetland areas are included in the following amendments. Again, there are two amendments to be made for your consideration and recommendation to the Village Board. First is the comprehensive plan amendments to correctly identify the field delineated wetlands H and J on CSM 2893 and placing it into the park, recreational, and other open space lands, as well as to update Appendix 10-3 of the 2035 Comprehensive Plan and to reflect those changes on the Land Use Plan Map 9.9. And then next, the zoning map amendments to rezone the field delineated wetlands H and J into the C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District. These are public hearings, so we can take the hearings at this time.
Before I open up, Jean, could you explain what an artificial wetland is? Is this just a drawing or something?
No, an artificial wetland is one that was basically, I don't want to use the same word, but artificially created. It wasn't, it was created due to possibly the way the land was graded, or if it was a wetland that was developed and was created later. It was not something that was indicative from the very beginning. So, and sometimes these wetlands are basically come about just because of poor grading or drainage.
I never heard that statement before. Okay, this is a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close the public hearing and open up the comments and questions from the commission.
The petitioner is here if there's any questions.
I'm sorry. Are we going to be up and running, Jan?
Sure.
Comments or questions from the commission? What's your pleasure?
Move for approval.
Second.
On item A.
Item B.
B. Item B, sorry.
Motion made and second for approval of the resolution 1907. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Item C, what's your pleasure?
Move to approve item C.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of the zoning map amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Item D is the public hearing and consideration of a conditional use permit, including site and operational plans. Jean?
This next item is also a public hearing and consideration for a conditional use permit, including site and operational plans. And this is the request of Scott Pomerick on behalf of RS Capital, who intends to purchase the property located at 8500 Green Bay Road from Alpha Media, LLC, and to lease 360 square feet of office space to Parkside Lending, a mortgage company. The remainder of the building will temporarily remain occupied by WIIL Rock, and the existing radio tower on the property owned by Alpha Media, LLC, will remain. So as part of the public hearing, the following in the public hearing record, the following comments, findings, exhibits, and conclusions regarding the petitioner's request are being described and presented. Under findings of fact, number one, the petitioner is requesting approval of a conditional use permit, including site and operational plans related to the property located at 8500 Green Bay Road. Specifically, RS Capital intends to purchase the property from Alpha Media, LLC, and lease 360 square feet of office space to Parkside Lending, a mortgage company. The remainder of the building, approximately 5,500 square feet, will remain occupied by Wilrock for the next 6 to 9 months until their new space in Gurney Mills is complete. In addition, the existing radio tower on the property, which is located to the west, that's owned by Alpha Media, LLC, will remain on the property. Exhibit 1 has the application and related materials. Number 2, the property is located in U.S. Public Land Survey Section 10, Township 1 North, Range 22 East of the 4th Principal Meridian, in the village of Pleasant Prairie, Kenosha County, Wisconsin. The property is further identified as tax parcel number 914-122-103-0141. Number 3, the current zoning of the property is I-1 Institutional District. There's an area that is wetlands in the property, so there's some C1, Lowland Resource Conservancy District. There's some floodplain in the back, so there's FPO, Floodplain Overlay District. The office space is a permitted use in the I-1 district, and a radio station, including the radio tower, is allowed with the approval of a conditional use permit, and that is in the I-1 district. There were a number of previous approvals, as this site has been occupied for a number of years. The first is in August of 1983, Kenosha County approved a zoning map amendment to rezone the property from the agricultural district to the commercial district for the construction of a 3,000-square-foot radio broadcasting studio building with a transmission tower and a 150-square-foot building to house the transmitter. In 1992, the village approved site and operational plans for a building expansion prior to the widening of Highway 31. B, as a result of the widening of State Highway 31, the building no longer met the required setbacks to the property line adjacent to 31, but is now considered a legal but non-conforming structure. Please note that a legal non-conforming structure is allowed to continue. However, any addition is required to conform to the current zoning requirements. Item C, on August 17, 1994, the Village Zoning Board of Appeals approved a variance grant document 94-10, to allow for a primary monument sign to be located within 5 feet of the property line adjacent to Highway 31. D, on May 6, 2002, the property was rezoned from the B3 Highway Business District into the I-1 Institutional District through Ordinance 02-27. As part of the village-wide rezoning, when the business districts were rewritten and a television and radio stations were no longer allowed in the business districts, they were allowed in the I-1 district with a conditional use permit. Therefore, the uses on the site became legal but non-conforming uses. And again, the reason why we're going through all this, just to clarify, is that there is not a current conditional use permit on the property. So this evening, as part of reading all this information to the record and going through this process, then there will be, as a conditional use permit, legal conforming uses with that conditional use. Item E, on February 9, 2009, the Plan Commission approved a conditional use permit, grant number 0901, for the co-location of one antenna on the existing 411-foot high guy wire tower to construct an associated 10-foot by 12-foot equipment shelter and to install other associated improvements at the tower base with a leased area on the property. Number five, as a result of the proposed land sale and changes in use, with the short-term plan for the radio station to remain in the building and the long-term plan for the radio tower to remain on the site, the village staff recommended that the new owners apply for a conditional use permit so that all uses on the property would be considered legal conforming uses. Number six, when the radio station vacates the building, either Parkside Lending will occupy the entire building or they may lease a part of the building to another user. If the new user requires a conditional use permit, then another application would need to be applied for at that time. However, if the new use is a permitted use, then just permits would need to be obtained from the village prior to doing any remodeling to accommodate that new use. Number seven, Parkside Lending is proposed to be open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. with 5 full-time employees, and WLIP is proposed to be open from 8 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. with 15 full-time employees. The 411-foot-high tower and associated on-site easement area that includes access through the parking lot to the tower will remain on-site and will be used by Alpha Media. Number eight, the site provides for 46 parking spaces, including 2 handicapped accessible parking spaces. According to the zoning ordinance, office-related uses require 1 space for every 250 square feet of floor area, plus the required of handicapped accessible spaces. So the parking spaces provided on the site meet and exceed what is required for the uses. Number nine, notices were sent to the adjacent property owners via regular mail on May 16, 2019. Notices were published in the Kenosha News on May 27th and June 3rd, 2019. 10, the petitioner was provided a copy of this memo on June 7th, 2019. And then number 11, according to the zoning ordinance, the Plan Commission shall not approve a conditional use permit unless they find, after viewing the findings of fact, the The application and related materials and the information presented at the public hearing this evening that the project is planned will not violate the intent or purpose of the ordinance, and it meets all the minimum standards for the granting of a conditional use permit. Furthermore, the Plan Commission should not approve a site and operational plan unless they conclude those same findings that in the decision with the application and the satisfaction of any conditions of approval, that all of the village zoning ordinance conditions will be met, along with all other federal, state, and local requirements related to the land use, buildings, development control, land division, environmental protection, sewer, water, and storm service, streets, highways, and fire protection. So this is a matter for public hearing, and I'll turn it over and continue the public hearing at this time.
This is a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? We'll close the public hearing and open up to comments and questions from the commission. Gene, I have a question for you. On the radio tower that's presently on the site, are there any other uses such as cell phones, cell towers on that tower?
Not at this time.
And after the radio station completely moves into Gurnee, Illinois, is that tower going to be used for transmission?
For the radio station, that's correct. They will continue to use it for that purpose to send the signal.
Okay.
Relay the signal.
All right.
Is Alpha Media going to own that tower, or is it the new owners and they're going to lease it to Alpha Media?
My understanding is that Alpha Media will continue to own that tower. They will have an easement on the property to gain access to it, but the new owners will not own or lease any space from that tower or the equipment.
Okay. And then seeing the footprint of that whole site, it has to stay vacant because of the risk of the tower. Like, it can't be further developed around it, right?
No, actually, there could be a further expansion directly north, kind of directly north of that parking lot.
Kind of where it swings in.
Right there. So he's circled on the side. That area in particular, there mm-hmm. could be some type of smaller building
okay.
placed at that site. Typically, what they're going to need to do if they want to do any expansions whatsoever is they'll have to look at that tower. We'll have to see any fall zone or collapse zone for that tower. And then they would have to do any wetland delineations on the property. But there is at least one area that could be expanded on.
Okay. And then lastly, about Parkside Mortgage, are they relocating from somewhere else? Or are they a startup? Or?
Is there a representative here?
Name and address for the record, please.
Scott Pomerich, 751 Moffett Road, Lake Bluff, Illinois. So Parkside Lending has been around since 2004, so this is just a new location for
them. Okay.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions?
None.
What's your pleasure?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval. Approval of the conditional use permit and site and operational plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Item E, public hearing and consideration of a conditional use permit, including site and operational plans. Jean?
Mr. Chairman, members of the Plan Commission and audience, item E, the public hearing and consideration of a conditional use permit, including site and operational plans. This is a request from Mother Melanie on behalf of the St. John Chrysostomos Monastery, owners of the property located at 4693rd Street. And this is for an 18,380-square-foot building addition to serve as additional living quarters, workshop, and storage space for the monastery. At this time, they weren't quite ready for the formal presentation, so they have requested that their item be tabled at this time. And further notices will be sent out specifically to all the abutting and adjacent neighbors within 300 feet at such time that they're ready to continue to move forward with their project.
So table to a date to be determined, right?
To be determined. I don't have an exact date at this time.
Do we have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second to table item E. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Item F, consideration of John O'Connell on behalf of BioFab Technologies. Gene?
Trustee Serpy, members of the commission and the audience, this is a request of John O'Connell on behalf of BioFab Technologies, and this is for the approval of site and operational plans to construct a 50,743-square-foot office and custom stainless steel fabrication facility and associated site improvements on the vacant property located at 11100. It's actually the 111 block of 88th Avenue in the Lakeview Corporate Park. We haven't assigned an address yet. The petitioner is requesting approval of site and operational plans. And again, this is for a construction of a 50,743 square foot office and custom stainless steel fabrication facility and associated site improvements on the vacant 5.6 acre property located at the 11100 block of 88th Avenue or Highway H. And this is immediately just to the west of Niagara Bottling, as identified with Red Star. Biofab Technologies is a provider of stainless steel equipment and components for the pharmaceutical, biotechnology, semiconductor, architectural, and food and beverage industries in the region. The company will be relocating from the business park of Kenosha and expanding their business. The site will also allow for a future building expansion of 22,890 square feet. Biofab Technology, Inc., owned by Mark Schnook and John O'Connell, was started in March of 2006, making custom stainless steel equipment and components for the pharmaceutical, biotechnology, semiconductor, and the food and beverage industries. Distinguishing characteristics of their company include custom fabrication, ASME vessels, process systems, and engineering. The company currently has 39 full-time employees with plans to hire up to 5 new employees upon the completion of this new facility in Pleasant Prairie. The hours open to the public will be 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. with deliveries from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The facility will employ 44 full-time employees during 2 shifts, 32 first shift and 12 on second shift. It's anticipated that there will be about 88 daily automobile trips and 4 daily truck trips to and from the site. A total of 66 parking spaces, including the 3 handicapped accessible parking spaces, will be provided on the site with 1 dock door, with the potential to add 3 additional dock doors on the south side of the property. The facility is proposed to be under construction in June of 2019 and completed and operational in about February of 2020. I'd like to introduce Chelsea from Zilber to talk a little bit about and introduce the gentleman from Biofab Technologies.
Welcome.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Chelsea Quett. Address is 9560 58th Place, Kenosha. Zilber was contacted by Mark and John at Biofab to provide developer services for their new consolidated operations in Lakeview Corporate Park. It's not our standard typical where we will be owning and Biofab will be leasing. Biofab will be owning the building, and we are providing developer services to construct and complete with our project partners. So if there's any additional questions, I'm happy to answer as needed. Otherwise, I will let Mark and John from Biofab tell you a little bit more about their operations.
John? Just name an address before we start.
John O'Connell, 4910 83rd Street, Pleasant Prairie.
Mark Schnuck, 5208 86th Place.
Actually, you guys told everything about our business.
Yeah.
So we're just excited to expand and stay in Pleasant Prairie. But everything you said is true. We're a startup 13 years ago. Basically, as Ann could probably confess, we spent a lot of time there starting out. But
it's a good diet plan.
Yeah. But we have a lot of good employees, and we're growing. So.
Well, we congratulate you for expanding and picking Pleasant Prairie. We're happy to see that. And it's a fabrication facility, not a... You're not going to melt any steel or anything. So
we buy raw material, right. We fabricate it. We laser cut, we form, we roll, we weld and polish and assemble.
Good.
How are you going to get the message out to the public that what you do? Do you have like a catalog or some kind of advertising?
We don't. And actually, it's 13 years, and we, from Mark and I to 40 employees, word of mouth.
Wow.
We are going to have to modify that a little bit as we go along, but as of right now, it's just the work that we do and the people we know.
Interesting.
I grew up in this industry. We have quite a few people.
Connections.
Yeah,
good.
We deal with people on the West Coast, East Coast.
Very good.
All over the place.
The proposed building looks good. Your company is, we'd like to see that coming into the village. Manufacturing is good.
We're excited as well.
We're happy to have you. I don't want to announce that too quick before we vote on it, but I'm sure that what's your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that the Plan Commission recommend the site and operational plan approval subject to the comments and conditions of the village staff report of June 10, 2019.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the site and operational plan. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Welcome, guys. Looking forward to it. Item G. Request of Richard Pippick of In-Studio Architects for approval of site and operational plans, including DSIS agreement and DSIS easements. Gene?
Trustee Serpy, this is a request by Richard Pippick and In-Studio Architects for approval of site and operational plans, including the Digital Security Imaging System, or the DSIS agreement and DSIS easement. And this is to construct 127,156 square foot extra space storage facility and associated site improvements on property located east of 9201 Wilmot Road. The petitioners requesting this evening approval of site and operational plans for the construction of a 127,156 square foot extra space storage facility and associated site improvements on a 6.2 acre property located east of 9201 Wilmot Road. Previous approvals include on February 4, 2019, the Village Board conditionally approved of a master conceptual plan for the development of three limited-use industrial-related buildings and associated site improvements, and that was on the entire property, which is 17.6 acres of land at the southwest corner of Highway H and Highway C, and this was for limited manufacturing development. Again, they were Lot 2, or the second lot for this development. On March 18, 2019, the board conditionally approved of a certified survey map, easement vacation documents, and an addendum to the Memorandum of Understanding, including site development plans for Prairie Holdings, LLC, the owner of the vacant property located east of 9201 Wilmot Road, again, to create these properties pursuant to a master conceptual plan. Also to grade the properties and to install the private improvements, which includes the private road, streetlights, mass grading of the sites, and construction of two stormwater basins in order to service these three new lots being created. The CSM has been recorded, the MOU is executed, and work is commencing on the properties to install the required improvements. All these improvements shall be completed, inspected, and approved by the village prior to the occupancy of the new extra space storage building. Now, extra space storage, referred to as Bruno's Self-Storage 3, operating as extra space storage, will be 127,156 square feet. Within the building will be 1,000 square foot of office area and a climate-controlled storage units, which range in size from 5 foot by 5 foot to the largest, which is 30 foot by 10 feet. All storage units are located inside the climate-controlled building. All persons and businesses that rent a storage unit would access the building in their vehicle through an overhead door at the north end of the building. Upon entering, the overhead garage door will close. The customer then would drive through to the large center aisle, to the appropriate storage aisle, then to unload or retrieve items from their units, and exit the building on the south. There is no access to the storage units from the outside of the building. The building and the site is monitored with camera systems, and the exterior of the site will be monitored through the village security ordinance through their private on-site DSIS, or digital security imaging system. The precast panel building will provide for windows and metal entry features and main entry office areas, and the required entry man door fire exits for the building. The lot will not have any direct driveway access to County Trunk Highway C, but will have access through a private roadway south of the property that connects to Highway C and Highway H with a private driveway that then connects to the building. So as you can see, this is a property that is adjacent kitty corner from the fire station. And on that slide, you can see how there's a connecting private roadway from Highway C or Wilmot Road, and then it connects all the way to 88th Avenue, which is Highway C. And that is their private road getting access for lots 1, 2, and 3. The fire department with Station 2 will also access. And then there's also a private driveway between lots 2 and 3 as well. The building will be connected to municipal water and sewer, and all associated stormwater will drain into a shared stormwater basin on the adjacent lot, which is lot 1. Approximately 37.6% of the site will remain as open space. The office hours will be 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., and the self-storage access will be from 7 a.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. The facility will employ 2 full-time employees and would expect about 6 trips from their customers daily. A total of 12 parking spaces, including 1 handicapped accessible space, will be provided adjacent to the office area. And again, that parking area is just parallel to Highway C. The building construction is proposed to start this summer, with the facility anticipated to be open before the end of the year in December of 2019. I'd like to introduce Representatives Bruno and others from from Extra Space Storage, if they want to add and provide any additional information. Also, since the previous meetings before the Plan Commission and the Board and the development plans, they have revised their building elevations and some of their colors and tweaked some things as per our recommendations, and you've seen those this evening.
Richard Pipick, 4423 North Morris Boulevard, Shorewood, Wisconsin. Thank you, first of all, Gene. I appreciate all the information that you've laid out here. I think this is a nice, thorough summary of the project, and I think it's come a long ways, and I think helped out a lot by a lot of your comments, so I appreciate that. We did make some revisions in the past few months in terms of materials. We had a big green piece before, and now that's all become actually a burnished block that's going to be stacked and staggered method. I think the board is floating around down there, too, so that bottom element is actually part of that block. The rest of the building is essentially precast with a few steel or steel and glass elements as well. Thanks. So we'll have a variety of this block size, and that the black area you're seeing on the rendering right now is this block. We'll have a 4-inch tall and an 8-inch tall staggered in different heights. And then the paint colors, we do still have the green, but it's minimal now. It's more kind of some accent pieces, and not as bold as it was at one point. The rest of the building will be a mix of whites and grays.
Thank you.
If there's anything you want to add to that?
Well, I'm Bruno Haney, the owner and developer, 12138 North River Road, Mequon, Wisconsin, 53092.
Thank you. Any questions from the developers? Wayne?
The only comment I have, Mr. Chairman, is a very nice concept of a storage facility. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And your revision of the colors is very, very nice. And thanks for that.
That was Gene's recommendation.
I can't believe that.
Gene, okay.
What's your comments or questions? What's your recommendation on this?
I'd move approval, Chairman.
Second.
Motion made and second for approval of the site and operational plans. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're starting this when?
As soon as the permits are in hand.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
Welcome to the village.
Item H and I will be taken together, separate action on both. Item H is the request for approval of a certified survey map, and item I is site and operational plan. Aaron?
So the next two items in the agenda are at the request of Melissa Roman with Center Point Properties, owner of the properties generally located at the northwest corner of 109th Street and 80th Avenue. And this first one is for the approval of a certified survey map for the creation of the two properties. And then secondly, consider the request of Melissa Roman with Center Point Properties, agent on behalf of Todd Chen International, Inc., for the approval of site and operational plans for a 265,298 square foot addition for the building located at 8500 109th Street in the Lakeview Corporate Park. Again, these items are related and will be discussed at the same time. However, separate actions are required. Tachin International intends to expand the building and site improvements on the property located at 8500 109th Avenue by working with CenterPoint for a 265,298 square foot addition. Tachin International Inc., TCI, or the company, is a leading leading master distributor of stainless, aluminum, and nickel alloy coils, sheets, plates, long products, tubes, and PVFs. TCI is an industry leader in inventory depth, breadth, and availability and efficiently serves over 3,000 customers nationwide through 8 strategically located warehouses. Founded by Mr. Robert Shi in 1989, TCI entered the U.S. market as a newcomer to the stainless steel distribution business. Within 10 years, the company has grown from a small operation in Los Angeles to become the largest and most recognized name in the stainless master distribution in the United States. Tachin moved into its current 471,000 square foot facility at 8500 109th Street about 5 years ago in 2014. The Tachin facility was developed by a joint venture of the Milwaukee-based Wispark LLC and the Oak Brook, Illinois-based company of CenterPoint Properties. In recent years, Tachin has acquired companies such as other aluminum distributors, a domestic stainless pipe and tubing manufacturer, and an aluminum mill, which was purchased earlier this year. The acquisitions have added product lines for Tachin, which has prompted the expansion of the Pleasant Prairie facility from its current 471,645 square foot facility to a 736,943 square foot facility. The Tachin currently employs approximately 65 office and warehouse employees as a Pleasant Prairie location. Tachin currently has no definite plans to hire additional employees at this facility. The new expansion would facilitate greater warehousing and shipping operations from their Pleasant Prairie facility. The area currently exists as 5 separate parcels. The certified survey map would redivide the 48.6 acres of land into 2 parcels. This project will include an expansion to the existing building to the east, along with additional dock areas. The 6 existing driveway access points in the site will remain, with 1 new proposed access driveway to 80th Avenue. The site will be expanded to provide 116 total parking spaces, including 5 total handicapped accessible spaces and 6 new dock doors on the north and south sides of the building, for a total of 14 dock spaces for the overall site. A total of 43 additional future parking spaces are initially proposed to be constructed butting to 109th Street, but my understanding is I think that they're abandoning that concept. I would have to talk to the owner. Significant berming and screening not currently reflected on the plans would need to be added to the site plan if they are looking to do that additional trailer parking abutting to the public street. A total of 26.38% of the site will remain open space. Stormwater for the development is accommodated through an on-site drainage system, which drains to the regional retention facilities within Lakeview Corporate Park to the north of the site. It's anticipated that the construction on the addition would begin in summer of 2019 and would be completed by the spring of 2020. CenterPoint Properties will continue to be the landowner, with Tachin International occupying the existing building along with the new addition to the site. With respect to the certified survey map, Tachin's current site and adjacent vacant land, 48.6 acres total, is proposed to be redivided into 2 parcels for the additional industrial development pursuant to the existing M2 General Manufacturing District requirements. Lot 1 is proposed to be 36 acres, which is the proposed Tachin expanded with their entire expansion of their facility, and Lot 2 is proposed to be 12.6 acres. The site and operational plans will be in compliance with the zoning ordinances, which include site plans, drainage and grading plans, building plans, landscape, signage, and all other plans as documented as part of the site and operational plan approval process for the village. I would like to now introduce a representative for the company, and from Centerpoint Properties, Melissa Roman, to add any additional comments or answer any questions that you may have for the project.
Hello, Melissa Roman, 2216 West Homer Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60647. I'd like to say thank you to Jean and her team for working with Centerpoint and Ta Chen to expand the building. And we look forward to working with the Village of Pleasant Prairie on this and any future projects. Do you have any questions?
Just one, if I may. Where is the manufacturing facility located?
Texarkana, the new facility that was referred to in Jean's description is at Texarkana.
It'll be manufactured there, shipped up here for distribution
Correct.
Purposes?
Correct, yes, and to their other distribution facilities.
Any plans at all in the company's future that this could happen in Pleasant Prairie manufacturing?
Not that I'm aware of. I think what they did in Texarkana was they took over an existing abandoned mill, so I don't know that they would actually start manufacturing here in Wisconsin.
Okay. Any questions for me? Thank you. If we think of anything else, we'll call you back up.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Comments or questions?
I have none. I'll move for approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the certified survey map. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Item I.
Move to approve the site and operational plan subject to the above comments and
Second.
Conditions.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the site and operational plans. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you and welcome. Item J. Approval of a lot line adjustment. Jean?
Mr. Chairman, Trustee Serby, this is considered the approval of a lot line adjustment between the properties located at 9154 30th Avenue, owned by Carrie Schmitz, and 9145 32nd Avenue, owned by Anthony Gucciarotto. I hope I didn't do too bad on that one. The owners of the properties are requesting approval of a lot line adjustment between the two properties. A portion of the property, which is 50 feet by 125 feet, located at 9145 32nd Avenue, is identified as tax parcel number 914-122-133-0500, is proposed to be sold and attached to the property located at 9154 30th Avenue, tax parcel number 914-122-133-0555. The properties are both zoned R4, Urban Single Family Residential District, which zoning requires a minimum lot frontage of 90 feet of frontage on a public street and a lot area of 15,000 square feet. The property at 9145 32nd Avenue meets and exceeds these requirements. The lot at 9154 30th Avenue is only 50 feet wide, abutting on 30th Avenue, with a lot area of 10,200 square feet. It is unlikely that 30th Avenue would be extended ever to the north without significant improvements to the existing 30th Avenue, which is a narrow roadway adjacent to the county bike trail. This lot is considered a legal nonconforming lot. In addition, the house is less than 10 feet from the side property line and less than 30 feet from the street property line, thus making this a legal nonconforming structure. The additional 50 feet, or just over 6,250 square feet of land area being added to the north side of the lot will make it now a lot that is conforming as it relates to the lot area. The house setback to the side property line will be conforming as well. The staff recommends that the Village Plan Commission and the Village Board approve the lot line adjustment subject to the petitioners recording the proper transfer deeds. Again, the Plan Commission will make recommendation and the board will take the final action.
Comments or questions? It's your pleasure.
Recommend approval for a lot line adjustment.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the lot line adjustment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Item K is a public hearing in consideration of a zoning text amendment.
So the last item is consideration of a zoning text amendment to amend sections 420-148B, 119, and 120 related to specific conditional use permit standards for utility substations in the village. On April 19, 2019, the board approved Resolution 19-11 to initiate zoning text amendment related to the specific conditional use permit requirements related to setbacks for utility substations. The staff has evaluated the CUP requirements for substations so that both sections 42148B, 119, and 120 requirements are consistent and for reduced setback for these small buildings to property lines rather than the required larger building setbacks for the underlying district. Therefore, allowing the buildings to occupy more, not to occupy more land than is needed, but allow for appropriate setbacks to the adjacent properties due to their building size. The amendments include 42148B 119, utility substations or electric power or gas metering substations listed as a conditional use in any zoning district. A, all utility substations shall be securely fenced, landscaped, screened, and marked with appropriate warning signs. B, the minimum lot size shall be a lot large enough to accommodate the applicable principal building and to reduce the setbacks required in the underlying district to all property lines and wetlands to not less than 10 feet as approved by the Plan Commission to allow for proper landscaping and screening. And that should be C. The minimum lot frontage on public street should be 50 feet, and it should read D. The minimum gross floor area requirement shall not be applicable. And then the second, which is 420-148B120, utility substation building only as a principal use on its own lot listed as conditional use. The minimum lot size, A, the minimum lot size shall be large enough to accommodate the applicable principal building and to reduce the setbacks required in the underlying district to all property lines and wetlands not less than 10 feet as approved by the Plan Commission. B, the minimum lot frontage on a public street shall be 50 feet. C, the minimum gross floor area requirement shall not be applicable. And D, all utility substations shall be securely fenced, landscaped, screened, and marked with appropriate warning signs. The staff recommends that the Plan Commission send a favorable recommendation to the Village Board to approve the zoning text amendment as presented. If there's any comments, concerns, questions, we'd be happy to answer them.
This is a matter for public hearing. Anybody wishing to speak? Anybody wishing to speak? Close the public hearing, open up to comments and questions. Gina, was there any consideration of any security cameras for these places?
Any thoughts with respect to that? Security cameras for these locations?
I think in general for, like, if it's a village, you know, structure like a lift station or something like that, we usually leave it up to Public Works. I know a lot of times they do have a camera. If it's a We Energies or some other utility substation, my recommendation is to leave it up to each utility whether they want a camera or not.
The reason if somebody wanted to cause some havoc in a community, they can do so, and it's just nice to have the evidence if at all possible. Any other comments or questions? What's your pleasure?
I move that the Village Plan Commission send a favorable recommendation to the Village Board to approve the zoning text amendment as presented.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the zoning text amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item L, consider street name change for 120th Avenue. It's a west frontage road.
Mr. Planning Commission, Trustee Serpy, this is a request to consider a street name change of 120th Avenue or the West Frontage Road, west of the interstate, to 122nd Avenue within the village. The recent business activity in the State Line 94 Corporate Park has brought the village's attention to a naming conflict that both frontage roads on either side of I-94-41 in the village of Pleasant Prairie share the same name, 120th Avenue. The village staff recommends that changing the name of the west frontage road is the optimal way to correct the matter and reduce confusion for future addressing. The impacts to renaming the west frontage road from 120th Avenue to 122nd Avenue, involve the removal and replacement of the street name signs, which would be handled by the Public Works Department. No official addresses will be affected by this change. On May 6, 2019, the board adopted a resolution 19-12 to initiate the change and referred the change to the Plan Commission for review and recommendation. In addition, the board set a public hearing to consider the change. Their public hearing will be on June 17th. Today is the 10th. It will be at their next board meeting to consider that change.
Okay. It's kind of a silly question, but how does this work with GPS? Do you guys have to put a notice out there that eventually Google will update so people aren't finding both roads? And
so we can do that. If you noticed up and down the interstate, they aren't consistently named all the way up and down the interstate. Some communities have changed the names back and forth, and we can certainly notify Google for that change. It's not really a problem yet because we've not assigned any addresses to the new 122nd. But as you can see, as these frontage roads are bowing in and out, there's an options or opportunities for uses to be located on either side of the frontage road, which would cause a problem. Do you want to add something, Aaron?
The city of Kenosha is the only other municipality that has jurisdiction on both frontage roads. Theirs was redesigned, and during that reconstruction, it was also renamed 122nd Avenue.
It's your pleasure.
Thank you.
Recommend approval.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for approval of the name change of 120th Avenue to 122nd Avenue. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the ayes have it. Adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you.